Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Victory Monday. We're doing the show in the victory formation. A lot of people don't know that. We're doing the entire show in the victory formation. We know that there's some transmitter problems. We know that we went off the air again there during Solana's update, but it's okay. He was giving preseason hockey scores. So don't worry. You didn't miss anything.
Brad's up 1-0, guys.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Thanks. D. Wade is back. Dolphins won, Hurricanes won, Vontae Davis quit at halftime.
Retired.
The Patriots are about to sign Josh Gordon, and Solana is giving preseason hockey scores during the update. And by the way, it's like a split squad because there's a game tonight at 7.
So he's giving JV scores.
But if you're wondering, the Preds are up 1-0.
You got joy out of saying Preds.
The Preds. I actually am excited about hockey. I'm not going to lie. You know I'm a huge Panthers fan. I like the notion that hockey is kicking back into gear. I like the notion that basketball is going to be back soon. But I am not going to overlook the Dolphins being 2-0. What do you have, Solana? You have a breaking hockey score?
Oh, it's just going to say Kaje Jonkrok scored the goal for the Predators, in case anybody was tallying at home.
Yeah, no one is tallying at home.
Kaje.
No one's tallying. Okay. Mm-mm. So, Dolphins, like I say, 2-0, favored over the Raiders. Someone texted in, please don't overlook the Raiders. I'm not overlooking it. I don't think the Dolphins are good enough right now where I would say, oh, this one's a given, that one's a given. I'm just saying after two games, you have to feel good. I'll go through some of the positions with you. Ryan Tannehill, quarterback.
Feel good.
Feel good, right?
Yes. Came back. The running stuff, really. Like, I think people aren't giving that enough credit where they saw something in the Jets where their pursuit was just out of this world coming down on the run game. Run a naked bootleg first play. They didn't adjust. Think about that. The first play of the game, they showed you, we are willing to run Ryan Tannehill down the sideline anytime in the game. We did the first play. They came back and they saw something in the Jets. The Jets didn't adjust. Ryan Tannehill had more rushing yards than the entire Jets team. That's impressive. With coming off the knee injury, Ryan Tannehill played well, efficient, no interceptions. The ball slipping out his hand got to me just like it got to everybody else. The other fumble was on Kilgore. They have to get that exchange down. That's high school stuff. The whole exchange, the quarterback center exchange stuff, that's high school. But we've had that problem in the past with Pouncey a little bit, so I'm sure they can address that. But Tannehill, we're not asking him to go out there and give you 450 yards passing. That would be a bad decision. They ran the ball 31 times. They threw the ball 25 times. That's the breakdown I like to see. I like to see him utilize his talent. Get the ball in very athletic people's hands and let them go crazy. Albert Wilson touchdown. 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. Gives the guy the dead leg. Gets the hell on for a touchdown. I loved it.
By the way, speaking of high school, you say that's high school stuff. Your high school, the team you're coaching for, U School. How'd you do on Friday?
We won convincingly.
What is convincingly?
By 79.
You won by 79?
79, nothing.
79 to nothing?
Yeah. It was a well-coached game.
Did you outclass your opponent?
No. We tried. I won't get into the stories, but we tried not to score, and we still scored. You feel sorry for kids. I'm not going to lie. I was looking at the kids on the field after being down 66-0.
Oh, for sure.
And they look over at you like, help, coach. I'm like, man, I'm not your coach. First off, I coach the other team. And what can I do for you, son?
You sound like a coach already. What can I do for you, son?
What can I do for you? It was just,
79-0, huh?
Yeah, it was tough. We were 77-point favorites, so we beat the spread.
You covered. Good for you. So the running backs, Kenyon Drake, and was Kalen Ballage active or not? I didn't even
I know Devontae Parker wasn't active, and he was a little bit angry about that because he felt good enough to play. But, you know, practice.
Kalen ain't getting no work
I don't know if Kalen Ballage was active or not. But how about Kenyon Drake? Frank Gore obviously set a new mark.
Yeah, Frank played. It wasn't as good as he did against Tennessee. With his time in, he was a big play guy. He only averaged, like, I think under 3 yards, 2.8 yards a carry. Kenyon Drake's legit. Like, the whole five game, all we talked about this offseason was he led the NFL in rushing the last 5 weeks of the season. The last 5 weeks of the season, because that's when he got in. We get rid of Jay Ajayi. The last 5 weeks of the season, whatever it was, this man's legit. On that last drive, that run, breaking two tackles, getting outside, getting that first down, and then, you know, the pass to Frank Gore, getting that first, you know, that third and 15, all that stuff, man. This combination in the backfield is one of the best. And Kenyon Drake's legit. Kenyon Drake is powerful. Kenyon Drake will hit the hole. He'll go get you those four. But if you give him a chance to spin out and get the hell on, he is fast. He runs a 4.4. Kenyon, our running back, is receiver speed. And I think that's what I see the biggest part of these skill positions, Kenyon Drake, Frank Gore, and the receivers. Our team speed this year is hands down a half a second faster than last year. And that's big. I know a half a second doesn't seem like a lot. That's big in football. We are a very fast team, and Kenyon Drake's legit. Kenyon Drake is – I think he's on the way to go to some Pro Bowls here coming up soon.
The receivers? How about the receivers? You had Albert Wilson, Danny Amendola, got his bell rung a little bit, but then he came back in the game. Devontae, like I said, felt like he was ready to play, but he was inactive. That was a coach's decision. How'd you feel about the receivers yesterday?
Good. And they spread the ball around. They were really respecting Kenny Stills. If people didn't notice, I was watching because what Kenny does, they were leaning a safety over there. They said, you're not about to Tennessee us. You're not about to get us coming up, throwing short routes to Albert Wilson. And he scored on one. Brooke throwing a lot of short routes to Danny Amendola, 8 yard average, 4 for 32. Jakeem Grant, 2 for 27, throwing those short routes, trying to get you baited up to throw the big one. The Jets weren't giving up that big play. Therefore, left their safeties back deep. Jamal Adams wasn't a big part of the game plan because they were worried about our team's speed. The receivers, their speed, their ability, their open field ability to make guys miss are really – you can see the defense's approach. They are scared to get a man-to-man on us. They do not want to have you running across the field with a Kenny Stills or man-to-man on a Jakeem Grant. They're going to walk away from most defensive backs in this league. So now they zone up, and that's when you get what you got underneath. That's why we get these guys crossers running. There's double crossers. 60% of pass plays, but I believe it's smart because of the fact that run straight up the field, you're running towards the safety. Run across the field, you're running away from your defender. And there's a good chance if the other side of the field, the other receivers are running somebody off, there's going to be nobody over there to help you. That's what happened on the Albert Wilson touchdown. Fast guys run away from their defenders. Tannehill hits them in stride, and you get yards. I like the approach. They know that these receivers are athletic. Don't make them do a bunch of crazy routes. Get the ball in their hands and let them work with that.
How about the tight ends? Were you a little surprised that it's not as tight end a happy offense as maybe we thought it was going to be?
I think we were terrified of the Jets' rush. That's why they left A.J. Derby in. That's why they just loaded up. They kept slide protecting. They were terrified of the exotic blitzes that Todd Bowles likes to do. Mike Gesicki in the game, he's going to get ran over. Those guys are huge. You didn't see Leonard Williams? That is a man-child. Like, there are some guys on the Jets. Honestly, Jets defense has some players out there that are just gigantic humans. I think this was a scheme thing to say, hey, we have five linemen. We just got Ted Larson because Josh Sitton gets hurt. Let's leave an extra guy in there to block. Who's our best blocking tight end? And I saw yesterday it is A.J. Derby because that's who they left in the block. So I think it was more schematic than not giving up on Mike Gesicki. But do we need an extra receiver in this isolated Jets game? Just yesterday. Do we need an extra receiver or do we need an extra guy to block? Because that's we have different type of tight ends. We left our blocking tight end in this game. Maybe with the Raiders. And you know what? I'll honestly say the Raiders have no rush. They got rid of Khalil Mack. I expect the tight ends to do more next week or against the Raiders Sunday because of the fact that I don't think we have to be so concerned with their rush like we did the Jets.
Because that's a lot of people. That's one observation that a lot of people have is where's Mike Gesicki? You thought that he was going to have Gronkowski-like targets and Gronkowski-like numbers. And that still may be coming, like you say.
You don't ask a mathematician to help you with a writing project.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Have an English teacher help you with a writing project. He's an English teacher, and we had some math to do Sunday. Next week might be an English game, and we're going to
call them into duty.
The language arts teacher. They call it language arts still?
Language arts. I was just looking at my kids' grades in high school. You know what they call language arts?
Something. Silly.
General paper. ACE general paper, something like that. AICE.
Sound like learn how to work in the mill.
Yeah, it's general paper.
Still, the paper mill.
Sometimes you got to... You got to take what the community gives you.
My buddy's dad makes six figures as a manager at the paper mill.
At the paper mill?
Man, paper mill pays good.
Everybody go get their loose meat sandwich after the hard day at the paper mill?
Loose meat.
That's my favorite thing.
What?
The Roseanne show, they opened a loose meat restaurant. You know, it was like this blue-collar area in Pennsylvania. And I guess it's a sloppy Joe, but they call it a loose meat sandwich. You never watched Roseanne?
No.
It was a loose meat sandwich.
I was watching Martin.
Yeah, Martin.
Yeah, Roseanne. Martin was like in Crowder House.
Martin was like Black Roseanne, wasn't it? I think it was like the same concept.
A lot different.
Not very.
Extremely.
I don't think so.
No kids.
No kids.
Martin and Gina weren't even married.
Right. Who was Bruh Man in Roseanne?
The ugly neighbor with that fluffy hair?
Ugly neighbor with the fluffy hair.
Roseanne's homegirl? Was that Bruh
Man?
Oh,
yeah. Lori Metcalf.
You think I know that lady's name?
Her sister? Wasn't that her sister in the show?
Thought it was a neighbor. So you know Solana doesn't know. He's a puppy.
You never saw Roseanne?
It was like that show I'd wake up to at 3 in the morning and just turn the TV off.
Roseanne?
Yeah.
It was in first run when I watched it. You're saying it was in reruns?
Right.
You saw the first run of Roseanne. Man.
Life comes at you fast. I'm thinking about pulling Avante Davis here.
I did watch Al Bundy.
Oh, yeah, the Married with Children.
I watched Married with Children.
But you didn't watch that when it was first run. I did.
No.
I was at University of Miami. I remember when the Fox Network came on the air, and I was at University of Miami.
What's better, Roseanne or Married with Children?
Married with Children was a better show, I think.
I'm with you. Roseanne wasn't that funny to me. Even I've watched the reruns, it didn't get
me. But a loose meat sandwich, I tell you.
I like my meat contained. Like no loose meat. Just sounds nasty.
Let me talk to everybody about Deal Volvo because football season is happening. By the way, if you want to ask a question about the Dolphins to Channing Crowder, we try to do it on Mondays where you get a chance to talk to him. 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. You can ask your Dolphins questions to Crowder or NFL questions or Miami Hurricanes questions as well. He watched it all. So if you want to talk to him, 305 or 954-567-0560. As I say, football is happening. It's all about the U and it's all about Deal Volvo. Deal's been selling Volvo models for almost 30 years on Bird Road. You know where it is, right next to the loose meat sandwich there on, you know where it is, on US 1, right near the U. Deal Volvo has the best location, a great selection, great service department, most of all the best prices. I always hear from people after the weekend is over about how the experience of shopping for a car at Deal Volvo was so great. It's why I rave about them on the air every day. Going to be a September to remember at Deal Volvo during their first 2019 model sale of the year. You can shop the huge selection of 2019 models. Take advantage of their exclusive deals and incredible savings on 2019 XC60 models, XC90 models, and more. You've got to get to Deal Volvo if you are in the market for a new automobile. The perfect combination of luxury and safety. The lots are loaded. Just pick your color and drive on off for their best prices of the year. Visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the DEEL. They're at US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. You can call them at 305-444-2222 or check them out online at dealvolvocars.com. By the way, I should let everybody get in on the winning because the Canes won, the Dolphins won, the Miami Heat wins because Dwayne Wade is coming back. We do give away a lot of stuff on the show, and we've shifted some of it to online to give more people a chance of winning. And we've got a Dave & Buster's gift card for $50. Dave & Buster's, the one in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. And all you have to do is go to WQAM.com/contests. That's contests plural. Go there, register to win a $50 gift card. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, I've been telling you for a while. Such a great place and a perfect place to make your football-watching headquarters this season. But if you want to win this $50 gift card, Dave & Buster's, Oakwood Plaza, between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95, you can register. We give away one a week. You can register right now at WQAM.com/contests. Marveling. You know, I get these radio trade magazines and these radio trade emails every day, and I marvel sometimes at how radio will oversell things. Or it's just it's a strange industry. Fox Sports Radio, you know, which is a network. I don't know, you know, how many listeners Fox Sports Radio has, but they had a longtime host, JT the Brick. I know you listen to a lot of sports radio, but I don't know if you ever heard JT the Brick, but he'd been on forever. They canceled his show last week, and Steve Gorman Sports, they canceled his show. And now I'm looking at the press release from Fox Sports Radio. And so they're having every night from 6 till 7 straight out of Vegas with RJ Bell. He's a prognosticator. He's a Vegas expert. I used to have him on when I was at the Ticket. So RJ Bell is going to do a nightly one-hour show, 6 till 7. And then after him, it's The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And I know both Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Rob Parker, I think, was fired by ESPN. He used Cornball Brother. Remember that? Referring to RG3? You remember that?
Yes.
So he's teamed up with Broussard.
Worst thing to get fired for. I mean, the word Cornball?
Cornball Brother. But here's the part that made me pause. It makes me cringe a little bit. This is the statement from Fox Sports Radio. This historic new lineup further solidifies Fox Sports Radio's standing as the preeminent sports network in the nation. Historic? Yeah. They use the term historic. First of all, they're talking about the night the things that changed are the night shows. So adding RJ Bell, Chris Broussard, and Rob Parker to your nightly lineup has now created an historic radio lineup?
What do you want him to say, Hawk?
Well,
hey, we just made some moves. Holler at y'all in a couple years.
Yes, yes. Holler at you in a couple years when we make more moves. No, but come on, historic.
What they're doing is they're stealing all ESPN people.
Well, Broussard's been at Fox for a couple years. I think Rob Parker has as well. There's nothing historic about it. We happen to like Broussard. I hope he still comes on our show.
Rob Parker's good, too. You can't say Cornball. Who knew that? But Rob Parker's good, too. But you have
sometimes
to
we get too sensitive. Honestly, sometimes, you know, I used to have this thing. Every Sunday Night Football, I would tweet out right when Carrie Underwood would start to sing, Carrie Underwood can get some. And in this new day and age, and with the Me Too movement, no chance I'm tweeting. So I tweet, game on, Carrie, because that's the new song that she sings. But it's just, we're a little hypersensitive. And don't text me, oh, it's you bleeding heart liberals. It ain't me. I don't know who it is, but it ain't me.
You should write the same thing and just add Cheez-It to the end.
Cheez-Its can get some.
You can get some Cheez-Its. And we'll all know what you're saying. It's like when somebody invites you to a wedding. Oh, once in a lifetime opportunity. No, you're going to stand up there. Y'all are going to talk to that guy. She's going to give you a ring. You're going to give her a ring. A bunch of people are going to stand around and cheer.
No, but if you want to make your own wedding, if you want to make your own wedding once in a lifetime, it should be.
But it's not. It's just like all the other weddings.
Nah,
there's a ceremony and there's a reception, Hawk. That's how it goes. Have you ever taken a vacation in the middle of a wedding? Have you ever did the reception or done the vows? And then everybody at the wedding gets up, gets on a plane, and goes to the Bahamas and comes back for the reception?
It's still once in a lifetime.
Is it? Divorce rate is over 50%.
Well, for some people, it's once in a lifetime.
Oh, now we're breaking it down.
I'm just saying, I'm okay with you calling your wedding once in a lifetime. I am not okay with Fox Sports Radio calling their new lineup historic. What's historic about? I'm not kidding you. I'm in the industry. I want the industry to do well. I hope radio has a renaissance. But that is not a historic lineup.
Maybe adding gambling? Have they had gambling before?
Actually, now that you say that, in all honesty, That part is historic because there's never been a nightly network gambling related show.
So they had to be talking about that. Like you say, we love Broussard and Parker,
right.
But
that's not historic. No offense.
No, but like you say, the word historic means a little something. But yeah, the gambling part, man. You gotta sell it.
It's you damn PC liberals. It's not me. Screw you. It's Solana.
Like when somebody says, "Yeah, oh, you have to meet my wife. She's so nice." Then you meet her. She's okay.
Well,
not
but
the
if
nicest
they,
woman in the world.
But if they said if they said our new lineup is nice, I'm okay with that. This is a nice lineup that we've unveiled.
Yeah.
I take issue with historic. I'm sorry. I take issue with it.
People talking about Carrie Underwood.
This is a Dolphins Monday. Carrie Underwood.
She's aging well.
Oh, my goodness. Sting played a concert last night. Was it last night at the, where was it? The Fillmore, I think, in Miami?
No idea.
He just talks. He just answers.
I mean, what would be the point of opening your microphone if you don't know?
Well, you were looking at me asking a question.
Well, I was hoping to get an answer. No idea does me no good. It really just slows me down. Parking brake.
I think it was at the Biltmore.
The Fillmore.
The Fillmore. Yeah.
What's he
the
may
Biltmore?
Have been staying at the Biltmore. That's a hotel
Isn't
in Coral Gables.
Isn't the Fillmore tiny?
Fillmore's a small little theater on Miami Beach, yeah.
How great could the concert be if you can pile up 300 people? It can't be that great.
Well, it's not a 300-seat venue.
1,000?
But that's one of the reasons why this concert tour is so amazing. Sting could play Coral Sky Amphitheater with 18,000, like, no problem. Like, Sting could.
But
I don't know about Shaggy.
That doesn't make sense.
Sure
you could fill up 18,000, but you're going to make a decision to only get, like, you could sell 18,000 tickets.
Yes.
But you're going to only sell on purpose 1,000 tickets.
Yes.
That's silly.
Well,
you got to maximize your money. Why are you on tour if you're not maximizing your money?
It's the reality of it. Oh, no, people take discounts. Look at Boogie Cousins. People take discounts all the time because they want to do a certain thing. Yes, go ahead, Solana.
Sting and Shaggy. Yes, they were at the Fillmore Saturday.
Yeah.
How many seats did the Fillmore have?
I've been there a couple times.
Just do the research. I don't need to hear all your opinions. I'm just asking you the research side of it, Solana. Goodness gracious.
Let's say about 1,200, 1,300 maybe.
So you choose to cut your
well, Sting,
money.
Sting doesn't need money. I don't know about Shaggy.
I'm sure Shaggy needs money.
But Shaggy's not selling out an 18,000-seat arena on his own.
2,400.
I just don't see a great, like, Beyonce just came down and filled up Dolphin Stadium, filled up Hard Rock. Sting and them, so 2,400?
Not a stadium, an arena.
I mean, 18,000. You choose to do 2,000 if you can do 18?
Yes.
That does
yes.
not make financial sense at all.
Okay, but people take discounts all the time to do things that they want to do. Now, again.
But even the aesthetics of it or the ego side.
It's a better aesthetic to have a small concert.
But for you, I'm looking up at 50,000. I'm looking up at 20,000.
Sting's done
15,
that for years and years and years and years. Like, now he's just doing what? It's like an actor doing an independent film. After they've done, you know, all these blockbusters, then they have the luxury of doing an independent film. My point was, though, because you talk about Carrie Underwood aging and not looking like she's aging. Sting does not age. This dude does not age. How old is Sting? Solana? How old is Sting?
66.
Is he 66?
Yes.
How'd you find out so quickly, Solana?
Off the dome, Hawk.
He doesn't age. He looks terrible.
Well, that first picture that pops up is not. But he's in very good shape.
Kind of looks like Dan the Cookie Man, doesn't he?
He really does look like Dan the Cookie Man.
For 66, I think he looks good,
But you can't say he doesn't age and then give it a disclaimer. Oh, for 66, that means he looks like a 66-year-old.
No, he looks like a 58-year-old. Look at him. Look at him.
Like a 58-year-old prisoner.
Look at him. 58.
He doesn't look young, huh? What, just does he have a gut?
I
or
like
them little
that.
Bitty shorts on? He ain't got a damn piece of man, do he? How you have on Speedos and no lump? He's a Ken doll.
That's not true. I mean, I don't know, but I don't even know why I'm defending him.
Because you try to defend people that look old.
But he looks young.
Come on, man. Look at the picture. Look at his hairline.
Sting. Sting's got beautiful hair.
That guy?
Yeah.
Come on, man. He's ridiculous.
I'm going to disagree. Shaggy put on some weight.
Is Shaggy famous?
Well, now someone's texting in. Shaggy's an international superstar. He's just not as famous in the States.
So you got money.
Shaggy?
Like, you think Shaggy has money? I know Sting has money. I assume Sting has money, but I think Shaggy needs that check.
He's 49.
Shaggy net worth, $12 million.
He needs that money.
Yeah, because that's all in one house, I'm sure.
You can lose $12
million. Yeah. What about Sting net worth? Hold on. Let's see what it says here.
I don't know what the police are, Texas, so stop saying it. It doesn't mean anything to me.
You don't know the police?
No.
Sting's net worth is $300 million. That's why he's playing wherever he feels damn well like playing.
I don't know.
I'm positive.
You could feel 20,000, but you choose to feel two.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's doing an independent film after you've done blockbusters. Hey, I've got this wacky idea. I'm going to tour with Shaggy. You sure, Mr. Sting? You sure?
Who is that?
His manager.
Where's his manager from?
Oh, you sure, Mr. Sting?
Mr. Sting?
Mr. Sting, you sure you want to... I'm changing the accent as it goes. You sure, Mr. Sting? In my mind, he looked like Alfred from Batman.
You sound like Short Round from Indiana Jones. Are you good, Mr. Sting?
You sure, Mr. Sting? You want a tour with Shaggy? Sure, Mr. Sting.
Indy.
Yes, I'm sure. I want a tour with Shaggy. And put us in a smaller type theater. Yeah.
I don't like them.
All right, get back into we have sound from Adam Gase. We're going to play that in the next segment. You'll hear some Adam Gase as we continue on this Dolphins Monday.
Go ahead,
Mr. Crowder. Go ahead.
Thank you. All the ripping and running everybody does. You have the family. You have your spouse, the jobs, the kids. When I get a chance to sit down, relax, watch a game, go fishing. Solana, you got y'all my drink over there? Can you please? Oh, there it goes. Listen to it. Oh, that's my Jack Daniel Tennessee honey. Pour me some more, please. One more time. Give me another shot. Jack Daniel Tennessee honey from the oldest distillery in the United States where the water is cold, clean, and iron-free. And if you didn't know, that is perfect for making whiskey. Every drop of Jack that's enjoyed. Listen here. Jack is enjoyed in 170 countries all around the world, but it's made in one location. So you know it's going to be great. You know it's going to be consistent. Jack Daniel's is charcoal mellow, drop by drop, for a smooth sipping whiskey. It's not the easy way to do it. It's not the easiest way to do it, but it is the Jack's way. And for my parties, when I want to mix it up, when I want to make everybody happy, I pull out that Jack Daniel's Tennessee honey. My wife, she doesn't even drink whiskey, but she will drink the Tennessee honey. It's a combination of that Jack that we love and a honey liqueur. Smooth characters of Jack with a taste of honey and a roasted nut finish. You will love it. Try Tennessee honey. I like it chilled. Put it straight in the freezer, bring it out, pour a shot, or mix it with lemonade. Is the best out there, guys. You have to check out the Jack Daniel's Tennessee honey and Jack Daniel's whiskey, Tennessee whiskey. And when you do it, always enjoy it with a friend. It's great for parties. It's great just to hang out. Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey and Tennessee honey. Live freely. Drink responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.